Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Are you ready for game day, Keith?
Oh, yes, I am, Jones. In fact, I was so ready, I thought yesterday was game day. I was like, it's a quick week, but it's not that quick.
No, it's true.
Yeah, by the end of the show, I was like, can't wait to go home and watch the game. I was like, well, I got to wait another night. But here we are. Today is the day. It is a quick week, short week, but yeah, very excited. I don't typically like Thursday night football. You know me. I like the games on Sunday and one on Monday. It's marquee Monday game.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, you're a traditionalist.
Thursday game, not for me, but I do watch every single week, including every second tonight. So here we are. But yeah, I'm ready to go.
They got the sweet uniforms tonight, too.
I love these bad boys.
I am excited for.
Release these into the wild. I don't understand why the NFL won't let the Jets also wear theirs. Not that theirs are great, but just wouldn't you put both new ones together? But regardless, the Jets are wearing, I guess, their regular ones, and then the Pats get to wear the Nor'easters, which looks sick.
Well, it's funny. We forgot to ask Hunter Henry about it. We asked Milton Williams about it last week. We forgot to ask Hunter Henry, so that's on us.
Uh-huh.
But we asked him when yesterday.
Yeah.
On it wasn't a Patriots Friday, but we had him on before the game, as we typically do. Patriots Friday tomorrow, as we've all lost track of what day it is of the week. But we asked him, what do you think of these uniforms? They're they're pretty sweet. It's like, yeah, what do you think? Are you pretty excited? It seems like they're excited to wear them, almost to a man. But then it wasn't exactly the most elaborate answer yesterday.
Yeah, I think what was going on with Big Mike. Big Mike might have had some other things on his mind yesterday.
I think they're gonna look good, play good tonight, though, is what I think.
Oh, I agree. That white helmet looks nice.
Now,
I still, if I could, in my dream, if I'm wishing here, if I'm making a Christmas list,
sure.
I want the Pat Patriot helmet. I want a full-size Pat Patriot helmet. I don't know what I would do with it, but I do want that. I think if I was going to have one with the Flying Elvis on it, it'd be this version of it.
Yeah.
If I had to have this logo, it would be the all white, the icy white.
Looks nice.
Oh, my God.
Icy white.
Yeah.
Icy blue.
Yeah.
And I do like that.
It's good stuff.
You can jump in. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on Pats and Jets tonight on Thursday Night Football. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Same on YouTube. Healthy chat there. You can watch as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. With the Patriots tonight, you know what we're getting, Keith?
What are we getting? Oh, keys a day early.
Keith's keys to Pats and Jets on a Thursday. That comes your way at 1 o'clock. Not only the keys, we're also going to go on the clock in 60 seconds, tell you how the Pats and Jets game is going to go tonight. Plus, we have a key for madness for you at 12:45. Stay tuned for that. I don't want to call it a trap game because I don't think it's a trap game for the Patriots. I don't view it that way.
No.
The Jets are horrible. They've ripped their team apart. I know they've won two in a row. But honestly, I think that works against them if they came in hungry,
oh, defeated, and yeah. Just looking for a win, then maybe, like, they'd have a little more life to them.
Honestly, yeah. They were probably afraid they were going to go winless. Like deep down in the corners of that locker room, they were probably looking at the team going, we might go winless this year. Winning two games in a row is already a giant win for them. They have to come here on a short week against a quality Patriots team. I don't think it's a trap game, but I know some out there do. Do you think there's any chance the Patriots slip up against this Jets team tonight?
No, not really. I think the Jets are so bad, and I guess you would just say, well, maybe the quirkiness of a quick turnaround, right? Thursday Night Football. Well, it's also a quick turnaround for the Jets. They're not coming off a bye. They just played. They got a win in which their quarterback threw for 54 yards in the whole game.
It's crazy. He does that way too often.
And there was one 42-yard catch and run by the running back. Like, he didn't barely throw for any yards. It was like, I mean, a 1970s high school team. Like, that's the kind of offense that they had. There was like, we don't even throw it. So I don't think so. Thursday night, I guess, would be the only maybe weird outlier. But we talked about the other day how, well, sometimes, you know, division games or division opponents, teams that really know each other really well, kind of wonky things happen. Good example of the Dolphins last week. The Dolphins beat the Bills. But I look at it very differently because the Dolphins had Mike McDaniel and Tua for the last several years. The Bills have had Josh Allen and Sean McDermott for the last several years. So even though we both view the Bills as a lot better than the Dolphins, that might be the time where something can you know, go screwy and the underdog wins. This one I look differently. Like, yeah, the two franchises are in the same division, but you have new head coaches on both sides. You have, like, new coaching staffs. You have a ton of new players, including the quarterback for the Jets as opposed to a year ago. So I don't even look at it like that. Like, I just think this is more like, here's a good team. Here's one of, like, the 10 really good teams in the league versus one of the 10 really bad teams in the league. The spread would tell you the same thing. It's up to, like, 12.5 now. So it might not be the prettiest game in the world, but I really am not worried about them losing the game.
Me neither. Good point by, I think it was Ratherby Golfing in the Twitch chat. Even if the Jets somehow have a chance to win late, they'll blow it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like, they might have a chance to cover. I don't know if they have a chance to win.
Look, I don't think there's any chance they lose this game. If they happen to win it the way the Broncos won on Thursday Night Football last week, we came in and ripped the Broncos the next day. We're like, the AFC is wide open. Pats have a shot at the one seed. Then they came out and beat Tampa. And I feel like they are in the driver's seat for the one seed. But the way we talked about Denver last week in, like, an ugly, ugly win over the Raiders, or the way we talked about Denver, quite frankly, in a bunch of these games, they barely beat the Jets. Another game where Fields threw for no yards in London or Berlin or wherever the hell they were. It was an early morning Sunday game, international game. Like, I'll come in and talk about the Patriots the same way. This is a team you should not just beat. This is a team you should blow out, dominate, run away from. Drake May probably shouldn't finish the game. Like, he was talking earlier in the week about, oh, I enjoy being in victory formation. That's the thing I'm most proud of. The guy in victory formation this week should be Josh Dobbs. Like, you should take care of this team so handily that Drake May puts up a dominant feather in his cap, national audience, MVP-type performance, where he throws for 300 yards for the first time in his career and four touchdowns or something like that. It doesn't need to be those numbers.
Yeah.
But he should have that sort of game, statement game for him and the Patriots tonight. That's what it should be. It should not be
No.
Eke it out, hang on for your dear life like the Broncos and Raiders last week. And if that does happen, I'll say the exact same thing about the Pats that we said about the Broncos last week. I'll be disappointed and I'll have some questions coming out of the game.
It does feel like the Patriots are going to lose again, but it can't, like, this week.
This team.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it can't be this week. And they play this team twice. Like, that's part of the rest of the way. But, I mean, an 8-game winning streak, which is what it would be if they win tonight, is, like, wildly impressive. And so they get to 8 straight wins. That's awesome. I know people are saying, oh, all that matters is the winning. But if you want to go, like, to the aside and talk about, like, the Drake May MVP push, this is another one where you go out there, don't turn it over, add a couple more touchdowns to your pile, add another win to your win total. Like, that helps, right? Like, no one's going to look back on it and be like, remember the time he beat the Jets? But if it's 2 touchdowns, no picks, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and it just goes into the efficient, back to the 100 quarterback rating, like, all that stuff that you look back at the end of the season, you know, let's see what he does. Like, last week, his completion percentage was the lowest of the season. So does that turn around? Is he back in the 70s? Which is crazy to say, but that's sort of modern NFL. Like, does he complete 75% of his passes and you're sort of, like, back on track with that little stretch that he was on? Which I think is very realistic. And it's as much to do with how well the Pats have been playing as it does the Jets are one of the five worst teams in football. Like, they're terrible.
And they got worse.
I was going to say, they were bad with Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, and now you take those two guys away, and they're real bad. They might have, and I like Justin Fields, or I should say I liked Justin Fields. Do they have the worst quarterback play in the NFL? It's got to be on the short list.
They might. I'm a Justin Fields guy. It's pretty hard to defend what he's done this year.
Well, considering three of his last four games, he's thrown for 45, 46, and 54 yards, probably.
That is poor. That is poor. Like, if Drake May does that in a quarter, you're like, what?
So, one, Nick, do you have the game log in front of you?
I do.
He got hurt against Buffalo, right? But he played most of that game. What did he throw for in the Buffalo game?
27 yards, completed 27% of his passes.
He played most of that
27%?
Game.
27%?
He left at halftime.
No, later.
Was it later?
Yeah, it was absolutely later than that. Yeah.
He threw 27 yards? Jesus.
Keith, I turned on. I think we talked about this on the air. The game against Denver, I forget where Kat and I were, but we were out of town. We came back, and I flipped the game on in midway through the third quarter. And they said, I hadn't even looked at any of the stats yet. I just walked into the house. I turned the game on.
Yeah.
And they said something on the broadcast like Fields has thrown for 34 yards today. Like something like that. And I was like, for the game?
Yeah.
It was on the first half because he had 0 yards in the second half going into the fourth quarter.
Wait, which one is this game? I'm talking about the Denver game.
The London
game?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because they were still in that game, right? And that's also what we used against the Broncos. It's like, are you serious with this Broncos team? They almost won the game.
Yeah.
He was 9 of 17 passing.
The Jets were actively trying to lose. They ran 4 minutes off the clock at the end of the first half purely by running the ball, and they went for it on fourth down and didn't do anything.
This team is horrible, okay? This team is
not even running like he should
be.
Right? It's not even that. It's not even like a college quarterback where you're like, well, the guy's going to run for a $110 on the ground and a touchdown. He scored 2 rushing touchdowns week 1. He had a rushing touchdown week 3. Hasn't ran one in since. And the yards, he's running as much or less than Drake May even. And you're like, wait a minute. You're doing nothing.
That's what he does. If he's going to do anything, it's running. And why are you having him run less than Drake May?
The owner came out after one of the games and was like, it'd be really nice if we could complete a pass. And then you're like, oh, he's done. And then Tyrod Taylor gets hurt. And then they had to go right back to Fields.
He was very fortunate that Taylor got hurt because they were going to bench him. So anyway, that's the matchup tonight. I know some people out there think it's a trap game. Some people out there are nervous about it. Like, for instance, 617-779.
Nervous about the Jets.
7937.
Like, come on.
As usual, you two are so positive for a win. I'm putting money on the Jets.
Good. Put it all on there.
To cover?
Not to win outright. Go ahead.
Go ahead and do that.
See how that goes.
What is the money line for the Jets?
Just be careful. Oh, money line Jets?
Minus 20,000. Or plus 20,000.
It's like Buster Douglas.
Can't be that much.
I mean, listen, if you feel you get a hunch, bet a bunch. That's what they say.
I've heard that.
Yeah, they are plus 600 on the money line. Patriots are minus 900.
Look, that's juicy.
That's real juice.
Go ahead and bet that.
That's like a Bozo parlay.
Plus 12.5 for the Jets, plus 100.
That'll be higher than
our
Bozo
parlay. Similar to a Bozo parlay. I mean, Nick, the Jets outright or 5 of our touchdown picks, which include Terps. Josh Jacobs.
Terp already locked in. Josh, plus 600 will be higher than our Bozo touchdown.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, it will be. Probably, I'd imagine.
Terps pick is going to sink the Bozo parlay. It's going to be like plus 600 with our 4, and then Terp adds his Josh Jacobs will be down to plus 400.
I also just love that text. You guys are so positive for a win. They've won 7 in a row.
How could we not be?
I feel like we've been picking them for wins a lot of weeks in a row, and they've been winning, so I don't quite know what you're talking about.
They're on a heater.
We both picked them last week against Tampa.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, did you pick Tampa in that one? You won lots of money.
What would that look like to the person, and maybe he's just being sarcastic. I generally assume everyone's sarcastic all the time. But if the Jets win, what on God's green earth would have to happen in the game? So let's say this.
What happened last week? They got a punt return and a kick return.
Maybe. Okay, thank you, Nick. That might be it.
And May gets hurt. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like that.
Extreme like that. So it'd be like, it would be 2 special teams touchdowns. No, let's just play it out. Yeah. 2 special teams touchdowns. Maybe the Jets first drive they score because the Patriots do give up first drive scores all the time.
Probably happen, yeah.
So they score on the first drive and then they score 2 special teams touchdowns. So that's 21 points. So are the Patriots offense not scoring 21 against the Jets? I mean,
stay tuned for On the Clock, but I think they're going to score quite a bit more than that.
Okay.
We got all your feedback. Again, text line 617-779-7937. Bro, I think this is me. Stop saying it's going to be a bad game if May doesn't throw for 300 yards and 3-4 touchdowns.
I've never said 300 yards. In fact, he's never thrown for 300 yards.
I brought this up. I said if you want to have a feather in your cap MVP-type performance, those were the numbers referenced.
Yeah.
I mean, if he throws for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns and lights up the Jets and they run all over
them
and they win going away. I won't say it's a bad game.
No.
I also wouldn't call it like a signature MVP type of game. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But he has the capabilities of doing it tonight. This should be a game where they win handily.
Well,
and if it's not, we'll talk about that too.
If you care, and we got texts about this earlier this week, I don't care. I only want him to win the Super Bowl. I don't care about the MVP.
Yeah.
If you care, and we do, then lighting up the Jets and the Giants in a couple of weeks on national television, I mean, that would go a long way. That narrative matters. Five touchdown games and massive individual performances.
There is performances, that, I guess, right?
Like, that matters.
Like a 1 o'clock Sunday Jets game where you play well, that could get kind of lost in the sauce a little bit. But like tonight, even though it's not the best matchup that the NFL can put out there, it is Thursday Night Football, so you will have more eyes on it nationally. More
100%.
Of the MVP voters are going to watch this than some of his other games.
Most of the country got Nance and Romo last week against Tampa.
Right.
Everybody's getting the game tonight, as long as you have Prime.
Yeah.
And in 2 weeks, they're on Monday Night Football. So
they're locally televised when they're on Thursday Night Football.
Got it. So I meant the rest of the country. But you're going to have a lot of people with Drake May in their face, and if he underwhelms, that might hurt the MVP narrative. I also like this, 617-779-7937. I can't remember the last time I thought to myself, I agree with Jones. That is dangerous. The take is 100% accurate. If they're a legit team, and we think they are,
I would say they are,
they should dominate this Jets team. That is what they should do tonight. 617-779-7937. It's game day here on Jones and Keefe. We'll take your thoughts all day long. We will get to the Celtics with a win last night over the Memphis Grizzlies. A blowout win.
Yes, I heard you were there.
I was, well.
How about that?
I mean, you know, not to
la-di-da.
Not to brag.
No, but.
Not only in the building. Seat upgrades last night, Keith.
Seat upgrades?
Brag, bro.
Did you win the thing? They had the girl from Celtics.com.
Nope.
I was like, here he is.
Nope.
We're moving him up a couple rows.
No, trust me. I was singing along to the lyrics on the Jumbotron last night, but no, I was not upgraded for that reason.
Feet on the floor?
No.
Oh, you didn't have a Greg seat.
But I think I could, I could hit Scala in his bald spot with like a spitball. I think I could have done that. Oh, yeah.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Down there, you and Drew Carter. That would have been fun.
Yeah, I could have mixed it up. Right. So we'll get to the Celtics. We'll get to the Red Sox as well. Brad Faux basically told us yesterday.
Oh, this was not good.
And I don't think he likes our characterization of it, but Brad Faux basically told us yesterday Bregman's gone. So we have thoughts on that. I also like Scott Boras' stand-up routine yesterday, so we'll get into that.
God.
Plus some thoughts on Red Sox free agent and or trade targets to get to. All your phone calls again at 617-779-7937. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, Keith, it's the return of Landman.
Nice.
Not the Landman.
No, but you're going to hear from him shortly.
Landman from Taylor Sheridan, the co-creator of Yellowstone. I don't need to tell you that.
No, I know.
Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back.
Nice.
Featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore.
Love her.
Andy Garcia.
Love him.
And Sam Elliott.
I love him too.
Landman, the new season is streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Let's get into Pat's Jets. Let's also get into Vrabel as the coach of the year. Now the betting favorite for that, along with May, as the betting.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Thank you.
done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Favorite for MVP. Looking over some of the Coach of the Year odds after listening to Stephen A. Smith. Mike Vrabel, now the odds-on favorite for Coach of the Year, plus 120 DraftKings ahead of Shane Steichen.
Okay.
Not Steichen.
Nope.
Stephen A.
Steichen.
At plus 175 on FanDuel, Vrabel plus 125, Steichen.
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 Plus 160.
Okay.
So Vrabel is the favorite, although I noticed something while I was looking this up. May has slipped to second behind Stafford on DraftKings MVP odds. He's still tied on FanDuel. So he's needs a big performance tonight, Keith.
You could use
to
it.
To get back to the top of the heap.
It could help. The Vrabel one makes sense because right now the Colts and the Patriots each have the same amount of wins. And then looking at the rest of the schedule, it'd be smart to assume the Patriots have a better record when it's all said and done. And if it comes down to that, I think going in, they both had, you know, a little bit of a, they needed to turn their programs around a little bit. It's year one for Vrabel at this. He's taking over a bad team, but I bet, I have to look this up, both had similar win total expectations. I bet going in, like, oh, they're like eight, nine win teams at best. And both look like they're going to surpass that. So, like, yeah, it's a toss-up right now. But if Vrabel finishes with one extra win, I think most people would vote for him.
Yeah, and I think him just being in a new location has to help the narrative for him, right? Like, Steichen's,
like how quick the turnaround is.
Yeah, I mean. Steichen's been there. So, I mean, is what the Colts are doing really about him? Or is it a healthy Jonathan Taylor and another one of my guys, it's not going well with my quarterback guys, Anthony Richardson is out of there, and they got competent quarterback play. And, like, is that really about Steichen? And you could say the same thing about the Patriots and Vrabel. Well, it's just about Drake May. How much of it's really about Vrabel? But I just think you can say all of this is happening on his watch, whereas with Steichen, you're like, well, he was the coach there now, what, his third or fourth year? I think the turnaround aspect is easier to apply directly to Vrabel than Steichen. I think it's a little more gray in
it. It is his third year there. He went 9-8, then he went 8-9, and now he's already 8-2. And I was looking at their preseason over-under was 7.5.
So that's bad.
So maybe they are projected. They're playing a little bit better than expectation, which helps with this. And then there might be, even though Drake May last year certainly didn't look like this, you know, monster player, but like we had seen Daniel Jones be bad for a bunch of years. And so when you have, I think, coaches that have the not great quarterback are going to get this recognition more so. Well, like Bill Belichick in 20 years, didn't he win it twice?
That's fair too. Yeah, maybe
like 07 and
was
one
it
of
two
the
times?
Year?
Yeah, maybe
two
was,
or three tops.
Yeah,
when you're like every year they were like winning 14 games, but they're like, well, you got Tom Brady.
It's a good point. At the end of the day, it's like Steichen won 12 games with Daniel Jones,
pretty impressive,
and Vrabel won 13 with the MVP. I mean, right?
So that might be split.
I guess you could play that either way. That's a fair point. Who did you have when we picked this in the offseason? I had Canales. It's not looking
great
for him.
I went Ben Johnson. That's the guy I wanted, so I stuck with that. I thought they'd turn around. I thought the Bears would be either. I think I had them just miss the playoffs, but I thought they'd be like 9 wins.
Nick, who'd you go with?
I went with Sean Payton.
Sean Payton. Broncos
well, he's
are
got
good.
A pile of wins, so that's not a bad one.
You know who Billy had?
I do.
Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel.
Billy's good at this. Billy won this last year.
Billy's good
picks.
At predictions.
He is.
Yeah.
Billy. Not only that, he won our combine.
I know.
He's traditionally does very well when we make these picks. So Billy, all over
pump
Vrabel.
Him up too much. He is like 3-7 in the Bozo parlay.
Well, that's
let's
only,
not go crazy.
That's only one aspect of you
true.
Know all of our
the
skill
Jones
sets
Keith,
here.
Yeah, decathlon
yeah.
of all the events that we do.
Correct. 617-779-7937. This is not a trap game. They should dominate this game.
Yeah,
I know some out there think we're jinxing them or whatever. I see that all over the text line. They're favored by 12. Like, I don't get how we're jinxing them. If they lose...
Oh, that's a bad...
This would be a bad loss.
Bad loss.
Not losing at Tampa. This would be an actual bad loss. So to
me, this one would make you like rethink some things.
Yeah.
Right? If they lose this game, you're like,
if they win 10-7, like the Broncos beat the Raiders,
we'll call them out like the Broncos.
That would make me rethink things. Forget losing the game.
Yeah.
A close, ugly win against this team. Even I'm not going to explain it away and say short week. They should dominate this team. And I think it's a real opportunity for Drake May, who has fallen behind or is even, depending on where you shop, with Matt Stafford in the MVP race. If you care, this is a chance to, you know, really stake a claim on the MVP for a national audience. Mm-hmm. Stafford throws for 4 touchdowns every week.
Yeah, pretty much.
This would be a good game for May to do that if you want to and if you care about where he fits into the MVP race. So I think this is a style points, dominate, step on their throats early, and Josh Dobbs is mopping it up late. This is that kind of game. That's what I expect.
Yeah.
Now, if they win the game, good for them. If they win ugly, we'll question it. If they lose, heaven forbid, we'll rip the crap out of them. But no, I expect this to be a comfortable, easy, style points kind of game, and that's what it should be.
Well, I agree, because right now we got 3 teams in the AFC that are 8-2, and we're kind of comparing all of them, and there's some like opponents, there's some not, but it's also how they're playing. And the Broncos have had to pull a rabbit out of their hat so many times this year against bad teams, including this Jets team, where you're like, all right, I recognize they're 8-2. That's a great spot to be in, and their defense is very good. But, man, it seems like there's not a lot of room for error with them. And then so you have the Patriots. Now, they had a razor-tight game against the Atlanta Falcons, who are not a great team, just like the Colts had to go to overtime with them. But some of the bad teams, like the Titans, the Panthers, and Panthers aren't even bad. They're more average. But Panthers, Titans, Browns, like maybe it was close early, but then they blew out all those teams. And those were teams that they should have blown out, and they did.
617-779-7937. Remember how positive you 2 were when the Red Sox won that game 1 against the Yankees? No team has ever won game 1 and then lost the series. What happened?
What happened?
Well, we got that one wrong.
They lost. Oh, we're not right all the time.
No.
This is just how we feel.
Yeah. I mean, I was very confident in the Red Sox. It was wrong. We thought they were going to make the playoffs all year. We were right about that. Not a lot. Not everybody felt that way. We were right about that, but we were wrong in that Yankee series. That's true. 617-779-7937. Matt is in Brighton. Hello, Matt.
Hey, my question to you for tonight's game is, I don't want it to look like the Denver game, the other Thursday night game.
Right.
But what part of the offense should the Patriots use tonight to beat the Jets? Because of the injuries that they have on the receiving end, they lost the tight end for tonight, and they don't have Booty tonight, and they don't have the running back.
Yeah, they just beat Tampa without all those guys. So to me, I would like to have a healthy roster, but I'm not really concerned about who they're without tonight against the Jets. I think the real answer is you should be able to do whatever you want to this Jets defense. Quinnen Williams is gone, so they're not going to stop the run. Sauce Gardner is gone, so they're not going to stop the pass. So I think the Patriots can do whatever they want in this matchup. And I think on the other side of the football, the Jets want to run with Breece Hall. The Patriots are good at stopping the run. Justin Fields cannot throw. So I don't see what the Jets can do on either side of the ball, but I do think this would be nice to see Travion Henderson keep it rolling. He had his breakout game on Sunday against Tampa with 2 breakout runs, but he's been pretty good 3 straight games.
Mm-hmm.
If you factor in some of the receiving work he had against the Falcons, he's been pretty good these last 3 games.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what I want to see going, because we already found out Ramondre Stevenson, Kayshon Booty will not play, so it's going to be a lot of the same guys that we saw last week. So, you know, what can Henderson do? You know, and can he still have a big game where you don't have the 60, 70-yard run? I'll take those. Don't get me wrong. I'll take a few of those. But is that what it's going to be reliant on? Because that's going to skew the numbers. Like, oh, he's averaging, you know, 5 yards a carry. It's like, well, he's had a couple of monster runs. So, yeah, I definitely want to see what Henderson does. And then even some of the other receivers. Like, is this a night for those guys as well? I mean, Kyle Williams, 1 big catch last week. No Booty again. So is he going to be factored into the offense a little bit more?
Yeah. He played quite a bit, 30-plus snaps the last 2 games.
He always does, yeah.
But he had 1 target against the Falcons and was not even close to on the same page as Drake May. He had the 1 long touchdown against Tampa, only 1 other target. So does he get a little more involved? That'll be worth watching for sure. I think the run game, though, they should be able to run all over this Jets team. And it's this week's Verizon matchup brought to you by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Mark is in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I got Patriots 42, Jets 13, but I want you to write this down, guys, because this is the same game parlay.
Hang on.
Week.
Wait a minute. Right?
Yeah, we're writing it down. Hold on.
Pen.
I got a pen right here.
No, I'm serious.
I am too. Look at him. Holding a pen.
I'm writing. You said get a pen. I'm getting a pen. Jeez. Hang on. Write it. What is it?
Drake May, 240-plus total rushing and passing yards.
Both?
Wait, what?
I have Drake May for 240-plus combined rushing and passing yards.
Got it.
That kid.
Yep. Okay. Next.
Then I got Trevion Henderson, 80 combined receiving yards and rushing yards.
I got a theme. This, yep.
I don't
keep
know
going.
If this is even available.
Can those
Drake
be combined?
May, 2 touchdown passes.
May, 2 touchdowns. Yeah. How many legs is this?
And Trevion Henderson, 2 touchdowns.
Oh,
that's where you're going to get the big.
Now we're cooking.
That's where you're going to get the big pop. Right
what?
There.
Yeah. What's the odds on that? What's the juice on that?
I haven't put it in yet, but I'm going to put it in. If you could do it right now, I'm driving. So
yeah, I don't know where you're going to find that combined passing running yard.
Sick brag,
First of all, isolate that for all time.
Drake May, 2 passing touchdowns. Trevion Henderson, 2 total touchdowns is plus 480.
Ooh, yeah.
Drake May to throw 2 touchdowns is minus 183.
Yep.
Like he's expected to throw
That's
going to
happen.
Yes. Trevion Henderson.
I haven't put it in yet, but I'm going to put it in.
If you say so.
Wow, that
if
is.
If you say so.
Man, that is.
All the anticipation.
Yeah, I know.
Talk about
the build.
Talk about calling your brag.
Yeah, seriously.
That's a future brag.
Call us back.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
All right. I would hold my nose and give it to him. Yeah.
Have you ever seen quarterback stats of or quarterback combined rushing and passing?
I mean, look, I'm pretty familiar with the sports betting apps, Bragg, especially after losing 8 million Celtics bets last night. But
there it is.
I got to familiarize myself with that one specifically.
There it is. Yeah. Oh, I found it.
Okay, good.
So pass and rush yards.
Yeah.
But he said 240.
Are you going to put it in or did you already put it in?
It's in.
Okay.
And it's out. Minus 252 for that, for 240.
Nice.
No, it's not.
Well, still a better bet than Turp.
Okay, but
it's still, well, it's a better bet than Turp.
4 legs plus the Hendo, two touchdowns for Henderson.
And then what do you say for a Hendo?
80 plus.
80 plus?
Yeah.
He might not be happy with this. These are some low. That's minus 321.
Okay.
Yeah, so four bets. All right, so Mark, if you're listening to Mark, it's plus 575.
Or you could just bet Trevion Henderson for 2 touchdowns individually. Maybe you needed 4 legs to get the boost.
Yeah, maybe move the sliders a little bit more. Maybe move the sliders. I apologize. You can bet all those things. Those numbers were way low.
All right. That is the Mark and Medford parlay of the week, apparently. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. More thoughts on Pats and Jets tonight. We got the keys.
Oh, boy.
So tonight's Thursday night matchup between the Patriots and the Jets in their sweet Nor'easter uniforms. Plus, how are the Red Sox plan on adding some starting pitching and who could some targets be?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Let's get to that next. That was Rob Bradford yesterday with Jones and Keefe.
Uh-huh.
If you missed any of it, Audacy app, go check it out. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature. You can listen to Bradfo. You can listen to Hunter Henry, Mike and Wenu. All that good stuff on there. As well as Drake May, Mike Vrabel, everybody else on Greg's show, WEEI Afternoons, etc. We'll get into his answer on Alex Bregman coming up and Scott Boras, his little scrum yesterday. But I'm a little nervous about the starting pitching and how they're going to acquire it, Keith, because I thought going into the offseason, Scooble potentially could be available. And I don't know if that meant he'd go here.
Yeah, but maybe on the move and sets up some other stuff.
Well, and that, right, that could just create, you know, teams in on Scooble, and maybe that makes the next guy to slot into the Red Sox that much easier. Yep. They should be in on Scooble if he's going to get dealt. Nightingale said it's not happening. Him and Skeens are not moving. They both won the Cy Young last night. Not happening. According to Nightingale, Bradfo seemed a little less convinced.
Yeah, I think something could happen with Scooble, but yeah, it doesn't seem like it's likely. It's very low percent.
So where we all go is Joe Ryan. And we asked him, give us some names beyond Joe Ryan. You asked about some free agents, Dylan Cease and...
Oh, Framber Valdez.
Thank you. And I said, all right, well, what are some other trade targets besides those free agents? Because he didn't sound sold they're going to get the free agents. And what if they strike out on Joe Ryan? What if somebody else beats him to it? Sandy Alcantara and Mackenzie Gore, those are the names that I'm like,
huh.
If that's the drop, Scooble's out.
I would take
it's
them.
All about Joe Ryan. No, I would take them too.
No, I know, but I get your point. It's not when Breslow says we want to get a guy that is like right alongside Garrett Crochet, or he's like, or like a number two guy that we put in the playoffs. You're like, so that's obviously I'm thinking higher end than Brian Bayo. And obviously we're not talking like Patrick Sandoval, like whatever guy that they get that they're like hoping that comes back. Like, okay, that's late in the that's deeper in the rotation. Guys like Connelly Early and Peyton Tolley that might be there, they're like good wild cards. They're like, if they're good, awesome, but you need somebody else that you can rely on. Joe Ryan would fit that bill. After that, I don't know. Like, Sandy Alcantara was really, really good in 2022.
He won the Cy Young.
It's 3 years ago.
Right.
And the year after that, he was pretty average. The year after that, he didn't pitch. He was hurt. And then the year after that, this most recent season, total ERA over 5. So, I mean, that's like, oh, we know he's capable of it, but it hasn't been for a few years. That's like when the Patriots always bring in wide receivers, and I'd be like, yeah, they were good 3 years ago.
Right.
Be good.
But yeah, this should be your kind of guy, actually, yeah, playing that out.
So that's a little bit frustrating. Like, that is, because we all dream of, like, sort of, like, the best-case scenario for the Red Sox offseason, and there are a lot of names that are out there. Like, there's some big hitters that are out there, and so when Breslow's talking about a middle-of-the-order bat, they're available. Those guys in free agency are available. Pitchers, I think there's a couple in free agency that might fit that bill. Like, I think I might like Dylan Cease more than Sandy Alcantara. And he would be a straight signing than a trade. And
I do, but I don't know.
But he's not also not like a slam dunk. Okay. He's like an every other year guy,
and
isn't he?
We like him.
Yeah.
Are the Red Sox going to pay for him and a bat? No.
Oh, no.
No. So, no, like, no, no. I just think I would be happy if they signed Dylan Cease.
But that shouldn't be...
I almost, like, cross that one off. I don't think they're going to sign a big ticket starting pitcher. I think they're going to trade for one.
But that shouldn't
if
be...
If they get one.
This shouldn't be how they think about it.
No, it shouldn't
if
be.
If they trade for Joe Ryan, they're going to have to pay him.
Sure.
But now you've traded pieces away. So, like, all right, let's say Joe Ryan's better than Dylan Cease. That's fine. But let's say for the sake of argument, it's close. Would you rather trade you know, Peyton Tolley in part of a deal to get Joe Ryan back, and then whether it's right before opening day or during the season or at the start of next season, give him like a similar to a Garrett Crochet contract, or just sign Dylan Cease for what's going to be even a little bit more than that, but then you keep your guy.
So I agree with your logic, and I think Ryan's a better pitcher, but I agree with the logic. I don't think they agree with that logic.
No.
I think they would rather wait, have some leverage negotiating the contract, sign their own contract with him reworking the deal, if it's the case of Joe Ryan, and now you're not giving him all this money up front with a free agent contract. It's an extension, and you could probably play around with how that cash flow and how you pay him, et cetera. So my guess is that's what they'd want to do. That'd be their preference. They should be in on everything, but this is the Red Sox and John Henry we're talking about. They're just not, and we have to accept it.
Yeah.
So Mackenzie Gore I'm intrigued by.
Yes.
And honestly,
good strikeout guy.
I think the match makes a lot of sense that the GM there in Washington, Paul Toboni, came from here. He would know the farm system and maybe even covet some players in the farm system.
He's like, give me the password. I need the password.
I think that trade makes some sense. I just don't think he's been as good as some people talk about him. He was an all-star last year, ERA over 4.
Right.
He is a strikeout guy. He is left-handed. You could have like two premium lefties at the front of the rotation who punch guys out. I like that.
Tolley and Early, you have only lefties.
I mean, he's young enough, right? He's going to be 27 in February, so he'll be 27 all year.
He's younger than a lot of the guys we're talking about. Yeah.
I like it. I just don't – I'm not convinced he's way better than Brian Bayo or the way that Breslow talked about it the other day. We have a 1. We're comfortable with our 3 through 10. We need a 2. I'm not totally convinced he's a 2.
No, we're talking about a lot of B-minus guys, which obviously there's a spot for them in the rotation, and they'd be an upgrade overall, but it doesn't seem like it's like a big step forward or it's this big splash. And that was part of the discussion around the trade deadline was like, all right, guys, they didn't get Joe Ryan, but the asking price is too high. Just like Garrett Crochet the year before, the asking price is too high, but they were able to get him in the offseason. So stay tuned on Joe Ryan. But then if that pivots to Mackenzie Gore or Sandy Alcantara, I'll take them. I just think you're going a little bit lower. Like you're not taking that huge swing like you would have with Crochet like a year ago or even Ryan.
Hunter Green's a good name. Hunter Green's been awesome in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
He's younger than Gore. He is right-handed, but he's been better than Gore.
Yeah.
And he's younger, and he's a name that's available.
That's
an interesting one. That's not one that Bradfo mentioned yesterday, but that's an interesting one. How do they get pitching? And are all the eggs in the Joe Ryan basket? Because if the fallback is Sandy Alcantara, or the fallback is even someone like Mackenzie Gore, who I think you're going to have to pay a lot for, I don't think those guys are locks. So how are they going to get pitching this offseason? And what are they going to do to replace Alex Bregman, the Brexit, as Boris put it yesterday,
Keith? Oh, my
God,
he is a comedian. Yeah, I feel terrible about this. This is really, of all my opinions on the Red Sox, this one's changed the most.
This
all season long, I'm like, Bregman will be back.
This changed quite a bit in the last 24 hours since we talked to Bradfo yesterday. You'll hear Rob Bradford. He doesn't think Bregman's coming back. Doesn't think it's likely anyway. And we'll hear from Scott Boras as well. We got a nice little stand-up routine from Boras yesterday that I want to get to. That's coming up next.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.